Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verse 24. Christ's answer again. Now, in the previous discourse, it was scripture. Now it's power. Jesus replied, Mark 12, 24, are you not in error? Why? Because you do not know the scriptures. And we looked at that. Or the power of God. Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Now remember what's happening here. These Sadducees are trying to trick him and trap him and all the rest of it. But the issue raised is resurrection. And Christ is arguing that resurrection, the resurrection of the dead, is a biblical doctrine. God has promised it. God has done it. God accomplishes it. God is the God of the living. And therefore, the dead are still living. This is what Christ is taught. The scriptures say this, he said. But in a sense, that's all word, isn't it? You know, God has said it. But here is the word power. Power. When we see Christ rising from the dead, when we see Christ ascending in glorious power, breaking the power of Satan and snapping the chains of death. What a word, power. So Christ is saying, you err not knowing the promise of God and the performance of God. The promise of God and the actual accomplishment by his power of what he has promised. It's not a question of just technical matters about the resurrection. It's a question of raising the dead. Power. To keep his word. This is what Christ is saying. You do err, not knowing that God keeps his word, despite men, despite devils, whatever stands in his way. However impossible it may seem, God accomplishes, because he is a God of power. Who then can be saved? With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now, let's apply that to ourselves. This seems to be a mighty principle. Today, there seems to be an emphasis in certain circles on being right according to the scripture. Now, who can fault that? I can't. I hope I am right according to the scripture. That's yes, yes, yes. Let's confirm that. But, my friend, it's not enough, for example, in a sermon, in a discourse, in a preaching, to be just correct. Yes, correctness is absolutely essential. But we want power. We want feltness. We want experience. We want to feel these things. We're talking about sinners being saved. Well, that's regeneration. That's resurrection. Raising from the dead, in another word. God raises the dead physically. He has that power. He will do it. He's promised it. He's raised Christ from the dead and so on. But it's spiritually. When a sinner is regenerated, that's another resurrection from the dead. And it takes the power of God to do that. Well, we want to be right in our discourses. We want to be right in our preaching. We want to be right in our church practice and all the rest of it. But we want the power of God. Not by might, not by power, that is human power, but by my spirit. The power of my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah. That's what we need. We need this power of God. It's like music, a performance. Some people I've known are technically correct, but they're wooden, is dead. And yet others may not be perhaps so correct. I'm not saying that God's word is not correct, but what I'm saying is there's life in it. There's vigor in it. There's a kind of enthusiasm, an exuberance about it. And this is what it should be in the gospel. I hope I'm making myself clear. Yes, we want to be right. Yes, we want to be true to scripture. Yes. But it's not just being orthodox. It's power. You do err, says Christ. And I think we need to remember this. We need to keep the scriptures, brothers and sisters. I'm not sure all evangelicals are doing that today. But not only keep to the scriptures. Oh, that the Lord will descend with his power. We need preachers who are right according to scripture, but who are anointed with the Spirit. Not to get our notes right and our presentation right and our PowerPoint right, but to have the power of God in all that we do. Life, dynamite, vigor. This is what we need. These Pharisees, Herodians, and Sadducees, there they are in all their technicalities. Here is Christ, scriptures, power. May God give us grace to have scripture and power. May the gospel come with power to us all. If there's any unbeliever listening to me, oh, that the power of God might regenerate you, convict and convert you. Only God's power can do it. But he is able. With God, all things are possible.